由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. How glad we are that you have joined us one more time.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你再次收听我们的节目。
We're going to commence a new series of messages today.
今天呢，我们会开始新的一个系列讯息。
It is about how God works.
是关于呢，神工作或者神作工的方法的。
Have you ever read James 5:17 and 18?
你有没有看过这个雅各书的五章十七至到十八节呢？
Where he said that Elijah was a man like us.
里面说呢，以利亚就好像我们一样。
He prayed earnestly and it would not rain and it did not rain on the land.
他迫切地去祷告，求神不要降雨在地上，天果然是没有落雨。
Again he prayed and the heavens gave rain.
之后呢，他又祈祷，咁个天呢就真係落雨啦。
People often react in two ways to this type of statement.
啲人对呢种嘅情况呢，通常有两种嘅反应。
Either they would say that God does not answer prayer like this anymore.
一系呢就话神唔再应允咁样嘅祷告啦。
Or they might say,
又一系呢就係咁讲。
I am not one of God's super spiritual servants like Elijah.
话呢，我唔似得好似以利亚咁，佢系神嘅仆人，系一位超级嘅属灵领袖。
And that is why God doesn't answer my prayers.
所以呢，神系唔会听我嘅祷告嘅。
Both conclusions are wrong.
呢两个嘅结论呢，都系错嘅。
The problem is that most people have never taken the time or the effort to understand how and why and when God answered Elijah's prayer.
问题呢就是出在大多数的人呢都没有花时间和精力去研究神是怎解、怎样和在什么的时候听以利亚的祷告。
As we will see in a minute, Elijah was far from being super spiritual.
我们等阵就明白以利亚根本不是什么超级的属灵人。
We will see him depressed and discouraged.
我们会看见他的失望，他的沮丧。
We will see him scared and frightened.
我们会看见他的恐惧和害怕。
Doubting and defeated.
他的疑惑和挫败感。
In other words, when James said that Elijah was like us, he was in every way like us.
换句话来说，当雅各话以利亚好似我哋一样嘅时候，佢的而且确喺每方每面都系好似我哋嘅。
In fact, in this series of messages, we're going to learn more about God than Elijah.
实际上喺呢一个系列嘅信息里边，我哋会对神有更加深刻嘅了解，而唔系对以利亚有更深嘅了解。
We're going to see how God works.
我哋会嚟睇睇神做事嘅法则。究竟是怎样的？
I often get asked these questions from people all over the world.
时时都有人问我这样的问题。
How do you discern the voice of God?
你是怎样去分辨神的声音的呢？
How do you know it is the will of God?
你是怎样去明白神的旨意的呢？
How does God deal with you?
神是怎样去造就你的呢？
The truth is there's no secret to it.
实际上呢，这个是并没有任何的窍门的。
The way you know God is from his word.
你要去认识神，就是呢，要去通过他的话语。
In God's word, you see how God dealt with his people.
在神的话语里面呢，你就会看见神是怎样去对待他的百姓的。
In God's word, you will see how God deals with individuals.
在神的话语里面，你就会看见神是怎样去对待每一个人的。
And from these readings, you will understand the way God deals with you.
在神的话语当中，你就可以去明白神是怎样去对待你了。
God is a consistent God.
神是一个不改变的神。
God's character is a consistent character.
神的性情亦都是不会改变的。
And one of the examples we're going to look at is how God worked with Elijah.
我们要来看看神是怎样去对待以利亚的。
The first thing you will notice is in 1 Kings 17:1.
你会留意到的第一件事呢，就是在《列王纪上》的17:1的。
If you have a Bible, I hope you turn to it.
如果你手上有圣经，请你是翻开旧约的《列王纪上》17:1，那里呢是这样讲的。基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚对阿哈说，我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露，不下雨。
We find that Elijah appears from nowhere.
圣经呢没提过以利亚的过去。
Out of the blue, he just pops up on the scene.
他是突然呢在这个的舞台上面呢出现的。
No background.
是没有任何的背景。
No family tree.
冇任何嘅家谱可以咧去追溯。
No qualifications。
冇任何嘅资格，任何嘅资历。
No explanations。
亦都咧系喺圣经里边冇任何嘅注释，冇任何嘅解释嘅。
Elijah just appears。
以利亚咧就咁样忽然间出现咗啦。
Here's what I want to communicate with you today。
呢个咧就系我今日想要话俾你听嘅信息啦。
If you want to be effective for God。
你如果想要被神所用的话，
If you want to make a difference for God,
你如果想为神去做一些改变，想去改变这个世界一些东西的话，
If you want God to use you in a mighty way,
如果你想神大大地去使用你的话，
Listen carefully to how God works.
请你仔细留心地听我讲一讲神做事的法则究竟是怎样的。
I want to tell you at the outset that God is not impressed with what impresses people.
我想首当其冲的就是神不以人所爱慕的为爱慕。
God is not moved by what moves people.
神不以人所感动的为感动。
God does not judge people the way we judge them.
神不以人所论断的为他自己的判断。
God has a different set of criteria by which He works for each of us.
神有一套完全不同的准则，而祂呢，就是按照这一套的准则来去对待我们的。
Each of us is different, and He uses each of us in a different way.
我们每个人都不同，祂就以不同的方式来去用我们。
It is the prayer of my heart that when you hear these messages,
我心里面呢好盼望当你听到这些的信息的时候，
Your life will be effective for God.
你的生命呢会是被神所用。
The reason God was able to use a man like Elijah or a woman like Esther,
神之所以能够用以利亚又或者是以斯帖这样的人，
is because they were willing to step forward.
那是因为呢他们都肯去为神站出来。
They were willing to get out of their comfort zone.
是因为他们愿意走出自己安逸的空间。
They were willing to be used of God.
是因为他们愿意被神所用。
They were willing to be melted down for Jesus' sake.
是因为他们愿意为耶稣的缘故去软化，去顺服。
Let me tell you a word about King Ahab before I get back to Elijah.
在看以利亚之前呢，让我们先来讲讲阿哈王啊。
I cannot leave him out.
我不能够不讲这个人的。
Ahab is an important element in this series of messages, and you'll see him popping up again and again.
阿哈在这个系列信息里面呢，是一个很重要的角色，他时不时呢就会登场露面的了。
King Ahab was probably the most wicked king in Israel.
阿哈王大概是以色列历史里面最坏的王。
But that was not his only problem.
但是呢，这个不是他唯一的问题。
He married a woman from Sidon, the daughter of the king of Sidon.
佢娶咗西顿王嘅女儿耶洗别为妻。
And she was more wicked than her husband King Ahab.
而呢个女人呢，比起佢嘅丈夫亚哈王呢，系更加坏嘅。
But Ahab had another problem.
而亚哈呢，仲有另外一个问题。
He was a first-class wimp.
佢系一个超级懦弱嘅人嚟嘅。
He did not have a spine in him.
佢咧可以话系冇腰骨嘅。
But yet there was another problem.
但另外呢，仲有一个问题。
Jezebel had a superior mind to that of her husband.
耶洗别呢，是控制她丈夫的思想的。
Some have named Jezebel the Lady Macbeth of the Old Testament.
有些人呢，就将耶洗别呢，是称呼为旧约圣经里面的慈禧太后。
Back to Ahab.
好了，我们回来讲下亚哈王。
Ahab thought that he knew better than his fathers.
亚哈王呢，他以为自己呢，是比他的父执辈呢，更加聪明。
So instead of marrying a godly Jewish woman,
所以呢，他没有去娶一个敬虔的犹太女人为妻。
Ahab decided to marry a worshipper of Baal, the god of the Phoenicians.
相反呢，他是娶了一个敬拜腓尼基人的神巴力的一个女子。
There are so many Christians who bring pain to themselves when they marry non-Christians.
有很多人呢，都是跟不信主的人结婚，那呢，就带给自己呢，是非常之大的痛苦的。
I want to tell you something important.
我要告诉你一些很重要、很重要的事。
You can do whatever you want to do with your life, as long as you know that the scripture could not be more clear on this issue.
你可以呢，是很自由自在地过你的生活，只要你明白圣经对于这件事的讲法呢，是非常之清楚的。
God's word says,
神的话语呢，是这样讲，
Do not be yoked together with unbelievers.
他说，信与不信不可同父一轭。
It's in 2 Corinthians 6:14.
这段说话呢，是记载在哥林多后书的六章十四节的。
This was not just Paul's suggestion.
这个不是单单呢，是保罗的建议。
Paul was telling us what the whole Bible is telling us.
保罗呢，乃是告诉我们听，整本圣经呢，都要告诉我们听一个的道理。
Paul was merely expounding on God's command to his people not to marry an unbeliever.
保罗只是呢，在这里重申神不允许他的百姓和不信的人结合这个的命令。
Jezebel was an intense worshipper of Baal.
耶洗别是巴力的一个很狂热的崇拜者。
And instead of Ahab converting her, she converted him.
并不是呢，亚哈改变他的信仰，而是他改变了亚哈的信仰。
This is often the case.
事情呢，往往都是这样的。
Jezebel worshipped Baal, the god of the Phoenician, who is a symbol of Satan.
耶洗别所敬拜的这个腓尼基人的神巴力呢，乃是撒旦的象征。
But what did the people of God do?
但是神的子民是怎样做的呢？
They danced with Baal and worshipped Baal.
他们侍奉敬拜巴力。
They disobeyed God and they lost their privilege as God's people forever and for good.
他们悖逆了神，也都从此呢，就丧失了神子民的身份了。
And that is why in the fullness of time,
所以呢，就是为什么呢，去到一个恰当的时间，
God sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
神就差佢嘅独生子耶稣基督嚟到。
And now the Church of Jesus Christ is the chosen people.
而现在耶稣基督嘅教会就系佢嘅选民啦。
Baal was the god of power without righteousness.
巴力系邪恶力量嘅代表。
Baal was the god of lust without love.
巴力系放荡、系情欲、系唔懂得爱嘅代表。
Baal was amoral and immoral.
巴力系一个又罪恶又有少少道德嘅神。
Baal had a bad side and a good side.
佢有坏嘅一面，但系亦都有好嘅一面。
And the people never knew which side that they were dealing with.
但系啲人咧，永远都唔知道佢哋喺度系面对紧巴力嘅边一面咧。
Listen carefully, my dear friend.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你咧系留心听我要讲嘅。
I want to tell you something very important.
我要同你讲一啲非常之重要嘅事。
And it comes from my heart.
呢个咧可以话系我嘅肺腑之言嚟嘅。
There is a little Baal in every one of our hearts.
喺我哋每个人嘅心里面咧，都有一个小小嘅巴力。
There is a little shrine in every one of our hearts.
在我们每个人的心里面都好像有一个的神位一个的神社在我们的心里面我们去供奉。
And God has been telling you to deal with that Baal.
当神告诉我们要去对付我们心里面那个的巴力的时候呢
No, God is not telling you to pray about it.
神不是要你呢为了他去祷告。
No, God is not telling you to fast about it.
神呢唔系叫你咧为咗呢件事去禁食。
No, God is not telling you to read books about it.
神亦都唔系咧叫你多啲去睇一啲有关呢方面嘅书。
No, God is not telling you to understand the background of it and how you came where you are.
神呢亦都唔系咧要你去了解呢件事嘅来龙去脉究竟系点样。
No,
绝对唔系咁样嘅。
God wants you to exterminate it.
神乃是要你即刻终止这种的行为。
You know what it is?
你知道是哪种行为?
Maybe it is a lust that has not been conquered.
或者呢，这个是没办法去胜过的情欲啦。
Maybe it is the lying spirit that is forever shading the truth.
或者咧，系永远遮掩真理嘅嗰种讲大话嘅灵啦。
Maybe it is a habit that you need to overcome。
或者咧，呢个系你需要克服嘅一个嘅习惯。
Maybe it's a relationship that has no place in your life。
或者咧，呢个系你生命里边唔应该有嘅一段嘅关系。
And God has been saying to you。
而神咧就一直喺度同你讲。
Deal with that little Baal。
神呢要你去对付呢一个嘅小巴力。
Deal with those little shrines.
神要你去对付嗰个小小嘅神位，嗰个小小嘅神社。
Destroy them.
要将佢拆毁。
I pray that you will do so today.
我咧会恳切嘅去祷告，希望咧你能够今日就去做呢一样嘢。
For if you do what Israel did and keep on tolerating that Baal in your life.
因为如果你好似以色列人一样，继续去容忍巴力喺你嘅生命里边去逗留嘅话咧
，or keep on feeding it，
又或者咧继续去喂养呢一只嘅巴力嘅话咧
，or keep on flirting with it，
又或者咧同呢个巴力咧系打情骂俏、藕断丝连嘅话咧
，it can prove to be your undoing，
咁佢咧最终啊系会成为你灭亡嘅原因嘅。
Little Baals in our lives are like gas leaks in a room.
我哋生命里边嘅小巴力就好似一间屋漏煤气一样。
It leaks just a little bit every day until it is ignited.
每日漏少少，漏少少，直至到点着然后爆炸嗰一日。
And a small spark will send the room up in flames.
星星之火咧就可以咧系将成间屋咧都系烧晒嘅。
And this is exactly what happened in Israel at this time.
这个呢就是当时发生在以色列的情况了。
For years, Israel flirted with Baal and the worshippers of Baal.
好多年来呢，以色列民同巴力呢是存住一个的关系，一路呢在度侍奉佢，敬拜佢。
When Jezebel came from Phoenicia，
当耶洗别是由这个的腓尼基来到以色列的时候，
bringing her gods with her，
他呢带住他自己的神，
the whole nation of Israel plunged into immorality，
而整个的以色列呢就这样是陷入了败坏的罪恶里面了。
Back to Elijah.
再翻嚟，我哋睇睇以利亚。
Elijah, the man who came from nowhere.
圣经里边咧冇讲以利亚呢个人系喺边度嚟嘅。
His name means Jehovah is my God.
以利亚呢个名咧系耶和华系我嘅神咁样解。
In Matthew 27:46-47,
喺马太福音27:46-47嗰度
，When Jesus hung on the cross。
当耶稣是被钉在十字架上，
He said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani.
他说以利以利拉马撒巴各大利。
And the people said he is calling Elijah.
有人说他当时是叫紧以利亚的。
This same Elijah was given the awesome task of confronting immorality and compromise in Israel.
就是这个以利亚，他身负重任，要指出以色列民的罪恶同埋佢哋嘅妥协。
When you think about it, I don't know whether I want to take that responsibility.
我仔细谂一谂咧，都唔知道自己会唔会接受呢个咁样嘅使命嘅。
Let us look at how God told him how to do it.
让我哋嚟睇睇神系话俾佢听点样做啊。
Verse 1，
喺第一节嗰度。
Elijah confronts the evil in society by confronting the leadership.
以利亚呢是由对付领袖开始去对付社会的罪恶的。
And I want to tell you that there is no home, there is no business, there is no organization or a church that will rise above its leadership.
今天呢我要告诉你的是，这个世界上没有哪个家庭、公司、组织或者是教会是可以呢不理会他的领袖的。
Elijah looked at Ahab and said,
以利亚他看着亚哈王就说了，
As the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word.
他说我指着所侍奉的永生的耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年如果我不祷告，就一定不会降露，亦都不会落雨。
Then the Lord says something very curious to Elijah after that.
然之后呢，耶和华就对以利亚讲咗一啲呢好令人好奇嘅说话啦。
After Elijah had just delivered his message, God said to him,
就喺以利亚传达完信息之后，神对佢讲，
Turn eastward and hide in the Cherith ravine east of Jordan.
佢话你离开呢一度，向东边嗰边行，匿喺约旦河东面嘅基立溪旁。
You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there.
佢话你要去饮溪里边嘅水，我已经咧系吩咐咗乌鸦喺嗰度供养你啦。
Well, some of you may be wondering why the dew.
或者我哋当中有啲人咧会觉得好奇怪，点解会系露水嘅咧
？We understand the rain, but not the dew.
我们可以是明白不落雨究竟是什么意思，但是为什么连露水都没有呢？
In that particular land, they get about 1/50th of an inch of dew every morning, which coats the grass and the plants.
喺嗰块好特别嘅土地上边咧，每个嘅朝早、每个嘅早晨咧，系都会降大概系50分之1寸嘅露水，系滋润嗰个嘅草地同埋嗰啲嘅植物嘅。
That's what gave the greenery life。
呢啲嘅露水咧，系维持咗嗰啲嘅绿色嘅植物佢哋嘅生命嘅。
If it were not for the dew, there would be no vegetation。
如果冇露水，咁就连蔬菜咧都冇噶啦。
Everything would die。
所有嘅植物咧都会死嘅。
Yet the man of God said there will be no dew or rain for years。
但系神嘅仆人咧，佢系话好多好多年咧都唔会再有雨同埋露啦。
Why？
点解佢咁样讲咧？
God sent his message through Elijah to prove that Jehovah and not Baal of the Phoenicians is the living God.
神呢系藉住以利亚去向以色列人呢系传达一个嘅信息，系咩信息呢？就系话腓尼基人嘅神巴力佢并唔系神，系唯有耶和华先至系嗰位永生嘅神。
Can you imagine Elijah taking that message to King Ahab？
你能唔能够想象当以利亚将呢个嘅消息、将呢一个嘅信息系转达俾阿哈王嘅时候，当时嘅情况究竟系点样嘅咧
？And there Ahab and Jezebel and the members of the court and the prophets of Baal are sitting together。
而当时咧，阿哈王同埋佢嘅皇后耶洗别咧，仲有系国家里边嘅大臣啦，同埋咧嗰啲巴力嘅先知咧，都系在场嘅。
Elijah walks in and he makes a pronouncement。
以利亚行入去，跟住咧就发表咗以上嘅宣言啦。
The God before whom I stand，
佢话我企喺永生神嘅面前。
Literally it says there will be no rain。
佢话我实实在在嘅话俾你哋听，系一定唔会有雨水，同埋咧呢个露水咧系落喺地上嘅。
I can imagine after Elijah left, Ahab and his cronies probably looked at each other and laughed.
我可以想象咧，当以利亚走咗之后咧，阿哈王同佢嗰班嘅哈兵蟹将咧，一定咧会喺度大笑啦。
Elijah probably looked bad, smelt bad, and dressed bad, and talked bad.
以利亚咧，可能睇起嚟咧系个样有啲丑样，有啲穷酸。可能咧佢系臭气熏天，可能对于呢班人嚟讲佢系痴人说梦话。
I imagine that they laughed at his simplicity。
我可以想象咧，佢哋一定喺度嘲笑佢，喺度胡言乱语啦。
But I want to tell you something very important。
但系咧，我想请你留意一件好重要嘅事。
They did not laugh for too long。
呢班人咧，佢哋高兴得唔系太耐嘅啫。
Within a short period of time。
在很短很短的时间
，They were looking for him everywhere。
佢哋就开始四处咧去揾阿以利亚啦。
They went on all out search for him。
佢哋倾巢而出去搜寻佢。
They could not find him。
揾唔见佢。
Because God was hiding Elijah。
因为神将以利亚隐藏咗。
I'm going to tell you more about how God hides his faithful servant in the next broadcast.
下一集我们就会继续讲神是怎样隐藏他忠实的仆人呢?
Until the next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你,我们下集再会。